And we're back. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I'm Matt Hames here with Dr. Gene Hensler, Troy Harmon. You can reach us at 770-429-9166 or email us at drgene@hensler.com. Guys, we've been talking a lot about fixed income portfolios, and we talked about a bond fund a minute ago, and now we've got a couple of questions I thought we might need to get to real quick.
Yeah, let's take a couple of questions, and then we'll come back and finish up the case.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be good, because we got some ideas for that. So Don from Atlanta, we've got a question here from Don. He says, what is your opinion on the stock HCP? With the aging population, it seems as if there will be greater demand for facilities in health care and elder care. They've raised their dividend for 30 straight years.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive when you talk about the dividend increase. But I tell you what, this company is, he noted, HCP, it invests in real estate serving the health care industry in the United States. So it's real properties.
They run nursing homes?
Right. It's nursing homes. They've got
living.
They've got some assisted living. I think there's some post-acute surgery nursing facilities, and they've got it's pretty well diversified throughout the country. The problem with this company specific though is since the end of last month, so in the last 10 days, they've lost 11% of their market cap, and the reason being, the company has run into a situation where 28% of their rent revenues comes from a single source.
Government?
No, it's another company called HCR Manor Care, who is in that post-acute skilled nursing area, and the company has. They've been dealing with a regulatory issue for a little while, but now it's looking like they've changed their business model to make sure that they get out from under that regulatory eye, and it's made them less profitable. Now the market fears that they're not going to be able to cover their rents. When you've got 28% of your portfolio concentrated within one company,
not performing.
Yeah, it's not good. Their earnings growth is expected to be around 2.9%, which is well below what we would expect for the market. When you look at a REIT, you don't look at earnings so much as you do funds. Yeah, funds from operations.
Mm-hmm.
The funds from operations growth is about 1.7% right now. So all things considered, it does have a really attractive dividend, but obviously the market has kicked it around at 5.2% as the yield.
That's the reason it's 5.2 is because it's fallen in value.
Right, yeah. So
is there anything else in that industry that you like?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure that the REIT area is going to be your best bet on the capturing the benefits of healthcare going forward.
Aging population.
I would rather see an investment in maybe Aetna. One of the insurers I think is going to be better. Aetna's got a PE to growth ratio at 1.13, so close to the one, a long-term growth rate of almost 12%. Dividend yield is lower, 0.96, so it's almost 1%, and it's growing. The dividend is growing by 12%, which is right about the same level that earnings are expected to grow.
And just don't think of Aetna saying, "Gee, I don't know any policies like that." WellStar, the healthcare insurance you can buy through WellStar, that's Aetna.
Yeah.
And Aetna does all the work for tons and tons and tons of the back office.
Right.
They run it, basically. So that's who you're dealing with.
Right. I'd rather see somebody like that. The dividend's relatively low when you compare, but it's covered 6.5 times. So it's a solid dividend. I think you're going to have a better investment there.
Good. Good deal. Well, we got another question here I want to toss out. Our good friend Bill Murray, not that Bill Murray, but
are you sure?
Our good friend Bill Murray, maybe. You know,
I haven't met him.
If he, he sent his question in, and he's at the AT&T Pro-Am right now, I guess, right?
That's right.
So Bill wants to know, since the U.S. Began quantitative easing, the Vanguard Index 500's doubled. Now that Europe has started quantitative easing, is the Vanguard European Index now the place to be?
Would you overweight it?
Mm, well, I, you know, normally we have exposure about 10% in most portfolios to international investments outside the United States. About 7% of the total, we generally pick the EAFE, which is it has European exposure, but it's also let me just say this: Eurasia, Israel, and the Far East is what that investment is. But I'll back up and talk about. He's talking about Vanguard European Stock Index. The ticker symbol on that is VEURX. It's a mutual fund. To be honest with you, I think QE will spur growth, and it's going to be felt within Europe, obviously more so than anywhere else. It'll give the U.S.
The markets have done better in Europe than the economy.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And, okay. And that's saying something when you look at
that's before QE.
Right. This Vanguard European Stock Index is down about 4.4% over the past 12 months. So, but if you look at since the news of QE broke, it's up 5% since January 11th, I think it was, of 2015. So, I believe there's going to be some bumps in the road. You're probably not going to see this thing go straight up. They still, Germany and Greece need to work out their issues. I don't know what will truly happen there. But I really believe that economic growth is going to drive.
There's a lot of risky stuff involved in there, but if you want to put 10% of your stock portfolio over there, we wouldn't get mad at you.
Right, exactly. And if you wanted to take the EAFE as well, I mean, it's a little bit different. It's up about 4% since that same news broke, but it was down less last year. So going to be a little less volatile. You're spread out a little more diversified. But either one, you know, I like it.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you want to get a hold of us? Remember, 770-429-9166.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.